now from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. Yes, this is the Talk to a Pastor show. Now, what is special about this show? Well, a couple of things. First of all, you don't have a lot of talk to the pastor shows on the air. You don't have a lot of talk to the pastor shows on the air. You have a few, not too many. But the other interesting thing about my program is that I back up my talk to a pastor show, or talk to the pastor show, whichever way you want to say it, with a website where you can actually talk to me. Now that is the really, really cool part of it. You can actually talk to me at my website in two ways. We have basically two tiers of service, if you will. First of all, there's professional pastoral counseling. Where if you have something to discuss about some issues that you're having, mental issues or religious questions that you have, life issues, relationship issues, you know, then you can talk to me for pastoral counseling. And then we have a second tier of service. See, we have customer service. This is really cool. A second tier of service, which is live chat. Now, I make myself available on Sundays for free chat. And during the week, from time to time, I'm available. You know, if you go to my website, mypastorchat.com, that's www.mypastorchat.com, and if I'm there, well, you can just chat with me. That's texting, you know, text messaging. And the purpose of it is to answer questions. Now, obviously, I cannot do pastoral counseling, you know, in a little chat session, but I can answer a quick question and give you a brief answer to a quick question. I can provide some advice for educational purposes. So it's fun, it's informative, it's nice. It's pastoral counseling. Now here you have a real live pastor that you can talk to 7 days a week. That's what I do. Now, the other thing about this program is that I talk about real things. So let's talk about some real things, shall we? See, Bible verses are nice. Scripture is nice. These are all very nice. Singing songs is nice. But what you need is something that will help you. What's the term? In the trenches. See, you need something that will help you in the moment. In the moment. See, it's in the moment that we fail. Life is composed of many little moments, just like a song, or let's say a symphony, is composed of individual notes. And each note is played one note at a time, and life is lived one moment at a time. 1 second of a time, 1 millisecond of a time, at a time. Now, why is it that we don't live our lives very, very well? Well, there are many reasons, but one of the main reasons is that we are unaware. See, a lot of us are basically walking around in a trance state, or we're sleepwalking. We're all caught up in thinking. See, we're thinking about the past, what happened, what just happened. We're thinking about the future, what we're going to do or what we're going to say. See, and we're caught up in emotions, angers, upsets, bitternesses, hurt feelings, rages, excitements, see, stimulations. We're all caught up in thinking and feeling and feeling and thinking and thinking and feeling and the imagination and memory. We don't meet the moment with awareness, with grace, we don't meet the moment properly. The moment is there. We mess up because we weren't properly aware. We weren't prepared for it, and we messed up. So that's where I can help.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Roland. Did you hear the little announcement? Did you hear it? See that? If you're sincere about wanting to be a better person, not because you want to put on a show for other people or impress somebody or something like that, but just because you really and truly want to be a better person. See, with that kind of an attitude, were you to get the little meditation that we have, which basically what it does is it teaches you how to be prepared, for each moment as it comes along, as I was talking about earlier. And how are you prepared? First of all, by not being lost in thinking, planning, and scheming. See, look, I'll give you a couple examples. First example is how many of you have been driving down the freeway and you drive right past the freeway exit because you were lost in thinking. See? Well, that's the way we live most of our lives. Now, it's one thing to drive past a freeway exit. That's one thing. I mean, you can always go to the next one and then, you know, come back and all that. It's not a big deal. But how about those delicate moments with your husband, with your wife, with your partner, with your child, with your neighbor? See, how about those delicate moments? See, where great, where finesse and subtlety and understanding and wisdom are involved. See? You don't have it. Why? Because you're upset. You're angry. You're lost. You come home from work. You're upset by what happened at work. Your child comes up to you, mommy or daddy. See? Not only are you not living in the moment to meet it gracefully, but not only that, but you're upset. See, you built up upset at work, and then you explode or dump it at home on your child. You see how that works? All right. Now, another example I can give of how we're not prepared and why the meditation will help you to be prepared for the moment is another classic example is when, let's say, you are meeting some people. You're at a social gathering of some sort. You know how you meet people there you've never met before? And here comes somebody, and you're introduced. Hi, John, this is Mary, and Mary, this is John. Or this is John, you know, Phillips, or Mary Schwartz, or I'm just making names up. Well, what happens? We are so caught up in wanting to, we want to hear our name. We want to make a good impression, see? We're waiting for our name to be said, and so on, that we miss the other person's name. That's how caught up we are in our own self. You see what I mean? Then later on, you don't even know what the person's name was because you were so caught up in wanting to hear your name. You see? See how? Well, that's the way we live our life. We're all caught up in our own, egotistical things, our own angers, our own resentments, our own upsets, our own advancing our own agenda, our own advantage. See how that works? All right. So that's another way how we're caught up. And that, of course, throws us into thinking and feeling. Now, perhaps you remember earlier I said that sincerity is important, that the meditation will help you if you're sincere. See? Well, can you see now? Now, I talked about delicate moments with your wife, with your husband, with your partner, with your child, with your at work with a colleague or with a neighbor. See, I talked about life's delicate moments where wisdom is required and grace and understanding and common sense and so on and poise. See? Well, look, when we're all caught up in our, when we make something too important, when we make our own advantage more important than what's right, then when delicate moments come along where there's some sort of temptation involved, see? Some sort of temptation involved. See? Whatever the temptation might be, there's big ones and there's little ones, whatever it might be, if in that moment you make what you want more important than what's right, if you make what you want more important, then you won't do the right thing. See? Likewise, remember how I said, like, if you make yourself, if you make your own ego or hearing your own voice more important than the other person, you won't even remember their name. See? So a lot of times when we're involved with our child or our partner or someone, why we make what we want more important, see? And when it comes to temptation, if you're more interested in your own feelings or your own selfish advantage, here's a chance to either do the right thing or to take advantage. See? Even if it involves a nickel. Something almost of no value, but if in that moment you do what to what's your instead of doing the right thing, then you have failed in that moment. You see what I mean? You have failed to apply principle to that moment, to apply wisdom to that moment, to apply what is right, principle to the moment. See how that works? Now, do you see also how Christ, he said, you know, one place, I think, I forget exactly where it was now, I think it was Matthew 7, I think it was in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, blessed are you if you hear these things and then do them. See? It's not enough to hear, or it's not enough to know, but also has to be a doing. See, that's how we extend grace into the world. That's how we extend principle. That's how we extend love into the world. It's by the doing. See what I mean? All right. So there you are. There's a little temptation. Something you could do that would be to your advantage, but it's not 100% right. You know what the right thing is. See? Well, then in that moment, if you don't do the wrong thing, see? Instead you do what is right, what you know in your heart is right. Then you are extending that into the world. Are you with me? All right. But if in that moment, instead of doing what's right, so there's some appeal to your ego, to your pride, to your selfishness, see? And then you do what's wrong, or you say what's wrong, or you look for selfish advantage, then what are you doing then? You are responding to temptation. You are responding to temptation. It has pulled your strings. You responded to it. You did what it wanted you to do. See? See how that works? All right. Well, it's all very simple. But now do you see why you need to be aware? Do you see how awareness is important? See? And being calm and not being emotional so that you can know what is right in that moment. And so you'll be aware enough so that you'll see the temptation. See? And you'll just back away from it? All right. This is Talk to a Pastor. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roland. I am Pastor Roland, and this is Talk to a Pastor. And as you can see, I know what I'm talking about. See? Now, what I have for you is worth its weight in gold. What I have for you is so valuable. But see, people don't see that. The problem is, if people are not sincere, they're not looking for what's right. They're not really looking for the truth. They're looking for selfish advantage. So when they hear me, they don't see the advantage. They don't see the advantage. So they think, well, I don't know what this guy's talking about. See? All right. But if, you know, you are sincere, or if you love the truth, then my words then awaken you. See, awaken you to the truth and to see, well, maybe this meditation that he has would be helpful. See, the thing is, look, here's what happens to us. See, now, earlier I said that singing songs are nice and the scripture is nice and Bible verses are nice, and these are all very nice. But the point is that we don't know how to extend them into our lives. See, that's one thing. And secondly, when we hear them, we're not sufficiently aware so that we really understand them. We hear them and we may even misinterpret, or we hear them and say that's nice and we respond to them emotionally. See, they can even be a temptation. People can use music as a temptation. Why do you think so many musicians, especially, you know, jazz musicians and those type, why do you think they're drug addicts? See? Because it's a temptation art. Not that music, you know, couldn't be a nice thing, a beautiful thing. Maybe the way Mozart wrote it or Bach wrote it. See? It can be a very nice thing, but it's a temptation. And even Bach or Mozart can be a temptation if you use it to escape from the truth. See, if you yell at your kids, if you resent your husband, see, if you resent your wife, if you're a little bit sneaky and you're not totally honest with people, then you're as guilty as heck for that. Guilty before conscience. So then, if you listen to nice music, see, to distract yourself from the guilt, you're running from the truth. See how that works? All right. So what I'm saying is that music is nice and recreation are nice. All these things are nice. Reading some Bible verses, they're all nice. If you are living your life properly. Now, if you're not living your life properly, well, then hearing a scripture, it might awaken you to begin yearning again for truth. But once you begin to yearn for truth, then what? Well, then you hear me. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm saying that if you learn to get out of... Oh, so why the meditation? Why this meditation? See, the reason is that I have discovered that most Christians, maybe many nice people are Christians, or they're Buddhists or whatever. But I'm just going to use Christianity, because Christ really is, see, he really is who he says he was. Or at least that's what I see. I'm not going to try to force that upon you. I see that he is who he says he is. And I see that Christianity is what it really says it is. But the trouble is, a lot of Christians, see, are not very good examples of it. Or they haven't really found it. They just think they've found it, but they haven't really found it. It's like Gandhi said. Remember Mahatma Gandhi? Remember Mahatma Gandhi? They asked him about Christianity, and he says, well, it sounds very nice. He says, but I haven't met any real Christians. See? Isn't that why a lot of you have rejected Christianity? Because the Christians that you knew were hypocrites, see, or phony, or mean, or something like that, or they forced it upon you, there wasn't any love there, so you rejected it, see? Well, they weren't real Christians. They were not real Christians, no matter how nice they looked or how nice they acted, okay? So the point is, why do we need the meditation? That's why you can become a better Christian. If you want to be a Christian, a true Christian, a better Christian, then you need help to express your Christianity. How can you be a good Christian if you're resentful at your husband, or if you're angry and upset all the time and nervous and stressed out and see? You need to first learn how to live the moment with a plumb. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We worry and scheme, then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Roland. This is the Pastor Roland Show. My website is mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. If you go to My Pastor Chat, there's a lot there. There's free meditation, free audio to listen to, recordings of these programs that I make. Lots of blog posts, lots of articles to read. See, and the opportunity to talk to me. So a lot of good stuff there at mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. Now, I said earlier that we have to learn how to live the moment with aplomb. Aplomb means, calmness, composure. Because how can you be a good Christian if you're upset, angry, bitter, full of rage, nervous, all excited, because excitement or any emotion overwhelms your consciousness. You get caught up in it. Well, how about if you go to the ball game? I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with going to a ball game, but if you go to the ball game or you watch the ball game on television, or you get all caught up in the emotion, you forget to live each moment properly. Let's be honest. In the emotion, you forget. And then, afterwards, you remember. Maybe you're embarrassed by what you did or by what you said. See how that happens? See how emotion is hypnotic, how it gets us caught up in something? If you make something too important, you start rushing. Like you've heard of the people that go rushing, when they have the big sales, the pre-Christmas sale, they go rushing and, you see on TV where somebody got knocked down and they were trampled by other people. These people are caught up in emotion. So we point the finger at them and say those are bad people. But we all are that way. When you get caught up in resentment, you resent your husband, then what? Then you say the wrong thing to him or think the wrong thing. Horrible thoughts come to your mind. Or when you get caught up in anger or impatience, then you're mean to your children. If you get caught up in excitement somewhere, you buy too much, you eat too much, you drink too much, you buy too much, you say too much. All right. So that's why the meditation will help you. It'll help you to calm down. It'll help you to be more aware. I'm not saying that you will be perfectly aware, but I'm saying you'll be more aware. Because once you implement the meditation, you'll begin to snap out of your getting caught up in things. You'll get caught up in thinking about something, and then you'll realize that you were caught up, and you snap out. You'll be driving down the road and you'll be lost in thought, and then all of a sudden you realize that you're lost in thought and you're no longer lost in thought. You'll be standing in front of your child and your child has a question for you, and then you feel impatience rising. Then you observe the impatience, you watch it and let it pass, and then you answer your child with love, with calmness. See how simple it is? It's very simple. So how much does the meditation cost? It's free. The meditation is free. It's my gift to you. It is my gift. And it could be a great help. At mypastorchat.com. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Please listen to it again. You can listen to it at the archives. Please take advantage of what I have to offer. And you'll be so much better off. You'll be a better mom, better dad, better husband, better wife, better neighbor, better employee. And you'll have peace of mind. You'll calm down. A lot of your problems will just melt away without effort. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.